Americans for Prosperity earlier mailed flyers to Iron County residents regarding county board candidates they thought were anti-mine. The group funded by Charles and David Koch now has a field team in Kenosha. David Flatabow is state director of Americans for Prosperity.
They're getting out, they're having phone banks, they're going door to door, just talking to the local residents.
He says AFP is not supporting any particular school board candidates. The group decided to become involved in this nonpartisan race after the Kenosha School Board approved new union contracts, despite the collective bargaining limits for public workers known as Act 10. Joanne Taube is running for re-election and has the endorsement of the teachers' union.
I am amazed that they're interested in a school board election in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where school board members receive a stipend of $4,500 a year.
Bob Wirch is a state senator who represents the Kenosha area. The Democrats see the national group's involvement in a local race as unnecessary.
Local races is the last bastion of kind of unspoiled democracy, with friends and neighbors working for a candidate.
AFP State Director Flabido declined to say what the group is spending in Kenosha. Campaign finance laws prevent disclosure of the group's donors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.